If you're just joining us tonight on LBC News, that breaking news we had a few moments ago, Mike Waltz, the former National Security Advisor, is now going to serve as the United States' ambassador to the UN. And Marco Rubio, who is the Secretary of State, will be the interim National Security Advisor in his place. We can get reaction to this now from LBC News US correspondent Simon Marks. Simon, just bring us the latest.
Well, this is very, very unexpected, James. Another twist in what has already been a somewhat surprising day. We learned several hours ago, as you know, that Mike Waltz was leaving the President's Inner Circle, where he served as National Security Advisor since Inauguration Day. It was widely reported here that he was being ousted by President Donald Trump, taking the fall for the Signal group chat scandal that saw Mr. Waltz inadvertently add Jeffrey Goldberg, one of the city's most respected journalists, the editor of The Atlantic, to a group chat in which classified information pertaining to American plans to attack Houthi rebel positions in Yemen were disclosed. All of that, of course, observed inadvertently by Jeffrey Goldberg, who then revealed the extent of the failure by senior Trump administration officials, including Mike Waltz and Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Vice President J.D. Vance, to observe time-honored protocols with regard to the handling of classified information. So we thought Mike Waltz was on the outs, but now we learn he's simply changing job. He won't be National Security Advisor any longer, but he will, according to President Trump, be moving to New York City to become the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. He will, of course, need to win Senate confirmation for that post. And it's important to underscore that as National Security Advisor, he did not need to endure Senate confirmation hearings. So it's going to be interesting to see those hearings when they occur, because Democrats are likely to probe enormously into precisely how Signalgate came to take place. But President Trump saying on his social media platform that from his time in uniform on the battlefield in Congress and as my national security advisor, Mike Waltz has worked hard to put our nation's interests first. I know he will do the same in his new role. That, of course, presumes that he gets that new role, which will now soon be in the hands of the Senate. The flip side of this is that President Trump is indicating he's not naming a new national security advisor immediately. Instead, he's asked the Secretary of State Marco Rubio to serve as national security advisor while continuing to serve as Secretary of State. That's an interim position, according to President Trump. It's very unusual for the position of Secretary of State and National Security Advisor to be held by the same person simultaneously. Henry Kissinger famously occupied both roles back in the 1970s, but I'm not sure that I can think of a more recent example of the same person occupying both of those positions at the same time. And there's a reason for that, because the National Security Council is the president's personal kind of kitchen cabinet on foreign policy issues, and the State Department is an entirely separate vertical within the American government power structure, which is why often you see the Secretary of State, whoever he or she may be at any given time, at loggerheads with the National Security Advisor. But now we're going to see Secretary of State Marco Rubio combining both roles. How long this has been part of the plan is very unclear, and how long that interim step will exist also unclear, as various names are thrown around for the position of National Security Advisor over the long term, including possibly Steve Witkoff, the president's special envoy who's been leading negotiations with the Russians, or maybe Rick Grenell, the former U.S. ambassador to Germany, who is currently running the Kennedy Center and also is President Trump's envoy for special missions, whatever that entails. So Mike Waltz out of the president's inner circle in the West Wing, gone from the National Security Council, But if he can find a way of making it through Senate confirmation hearings, he could yet become America's next ambassador to the United Nations.
Simon, thank you so much. Simon Marks there, LBC News US correspondent, speaking live from Washington. If you're just joining us, the breaking news tonight, Donald Trump says he will be nominating Mike Waltz to be the next US ambassador to the United Nations. Marco Rubio will replace him as national security advisor on an interim basis while staying on as Secretary of State.